What's up, y'all? Listen, Alona's here and she's going to tell you about strategies that you need as an entrepreneur to connect dots that you don't know that you're even missing in your business so that you can thrive. She actually helps people from concept to 10 million. So she helps you literally think about what strategies and pieces you're missing in your entrepreneurship, in your business, so that you can grow and scale. Okay. Now she has helped over 30,000 purpose-driven entrepreneurs and corporations. And she was a former 500 C-suite advisor to 100 companies. I mean, like, seriously, this woman knows what she's talking about. And I want to make sure that if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, somebody out here trying to do their thing, this is the episode for you. So do not miss this. Okay, here we go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez. As you know, this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And we find the best humans on the planet to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So today I have Alona here. Now, she's the founder and CEO of The Life School, a dynamic speaker. She's a best-selling author with multiple titles in her name. She's an award-winning leader with an event organizing over 30,000 purpose-driven entrepreneurs and corporations. She's a Fortune 500 C-suite executive. I mean, hello, her resume goes on and on, guys, okay? So I'm really grateful that she's here because she's going to pour in some knowledge to you guys. So pay freaking attention. Alona, how are you? Welcome to Straight Talk.
Nina, thanks so much for the beautiful intro. But more than the accolades, for me, it's always about the growth and the contribution and the fact that we learn and grow. We can be of service towards others have kept me in the journey of always never settling to be a life student. So I am very
honored. I love it. I love that, right? I love that. And it's true. I mean, we have to be life students. Now, your career spans, you have a pretty nice span there, right? From Fortune 500 C-suite executive, empowering people through the life school, all of that. So I'm just really curious, what are the pivotal moments that led you to make this, the significant transition? And how did you, you know, how did that shape you for what you do today?
Well, thank you for that question. It's so true. I feel like everything that happens to us always builds, it's like building blocks towards the next thing that we do. Yeah. So I've learned that very early on, and I have the, I guess, knowledge of experience with both worlds. I moved all the way to the C-suite, moved to the U.S. when I was only 15, chased the American dream for many years due to difficulties that I seen in my home and all of that. So being successful and making sure that I achieved was one of the things that I needed to do, according to actually from my dad, which brought us here, and that was his expectation, right? I mean, me, so you got to do all of that. So I did that 15 years. I climbed the corporate ladder. I was getting promoted every 2 years. I've always been somebody. Now I know that I'm an entrepreneur inside a company because that's kind of something I've learned when I went out to venture out as an entrepreneur. But the company changed focus. I started feeling an inner voice. I was no longer filled. Pretty much I had the existential crisis of, okay, I achieved the American dream, the success from the outside, but I was not happy on the inside. And my soul was dying wherever I was. I no longer saw alignment with the work I was doing there. So I was seeking something else. And that's where entrepreneurship showed up for me. And I said, listen, I have a lot of experience. I had discovered that I was very strong at business and also leadership. So I said, let me see what I could do out on my own. I did it side hustling for 2 years before I was comfortable to completely quit and then focus on my business. Started with some executive coaching and then some career coaching because I had HR experience and all of that. However, I still wasn't finding myself in the marketplace. So business, aligning purpose with business is kind of something that came along my journey through my experience. So now that's become my mission to help companies switch, flip the script where they're putting purpose first, but also aligning profits.
Yeah.
What I do today through the through the evolution journey of entrepreneurship, which the business you begin with is never the business you end up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So kind of how my journey has been thus far.
That's beautiful, right? Because it's true. And you have to be, you know, people call it mindset. I call it mind flow, because I feel like our brains and our minds need to flow. Like, we need to evolve. We need to be okay with evolving. And, you know, sometimes entrepreneurs find that tough, because they have, sometimes we still have that employee mentality as we're trying to be entrepreneurs and CEOs. And so we work in our business instead of like being a part of the business, or like learning how to delegate business, things like that. So it's a big involvement, isn't it? For you to evolve into that took a lot of steps, because I know that, you know, companies, and this is so good, I'm glad you're doing this, because so many companies miss that purpose piece, right? Because they are looking at whatever the goal is, right? Whatever that company's goal is. But sometimes they forget that there's human beings driving that, right? And so you're helping, you said you're helping companies flip the script and be into purpose, right? So talk to me about that. What does that look like? Because a lot of people who listen to the show are like thought leaders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, things like that. So talk to me about what that means. What do you mean by you're helping them flip the script?
Yeah, I love that you mentioned the mindset piece, because for the first 2 years, I wanted to quit every day. This is such a different journey, because you're pretty much now on the other end, where you're in planting in the seeds, working on what we like to call profit-driven or income-producing activities. And sometimes you don't always see the fruit of your labor, like with a reward of a paycheck. So it's a completely different mindset. I've learned to become more of an investor in my mindset, meaning I'm investing in my business, and not everything that I do is gonna have a direct ROI. Like, maybe we have a direct ROI through a paycheck. So that's kind of what I've learned in the mindset piece. Now, when it comes to the purpose piece, when you are a solopreneur like myself, we all began there. As a solopreneur, you have a passion, right? You have something that you have experience with. You have solved a problem for yourself or for others. And that becomes your purpose. You're like, now I want to help more people, because it's a process, right? You help yourself, you help people that you love, and then you want to help others. So that's where your purpose begins. As you scale, obviously, it becomes more challenging to lead with that purpose, because through the journey, you also understand there's other things that you need to do in the business, which might not really be very things that you might either be skilled or have the talent for, or even be connected directly to your purpose. So a lot of entrepreneurs, as they grow in their companies, they lose focus around what is the mission, what, you know, makes me get up in the morning with no alarm clock, what excites me in the marketplace, what makes me unique and different. Sometimes it gets lost because you're trying to fit in, there's competition, you're trying to copy other people that are successful. So that gets lost in translation. That's why in the work that I do, and statistics are backing this up now, because even if we don't want to be purpose-driven, marketplace has changed. Your clients are looking for brands with cause, right? Something bigger than just your products or services. The team members that align with your company are looking for meaningful contributions. It's something that they're working towards is bigger than their paychecks or their positions. So a lot of factors have aligned, and obviously information now around leadership and how some of the personal development stuff actually makes you a more successful leader, so that you can also create that culture that's going to ensure that it really sustains the right people, but also it's a company that can live through the trials and errors of growing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty challenging. So that's kind of what I've seen statistic-wise. In the long term, companies that put purpose first are more profitable in the marketplace. Their stocks are higher. They have higher retention rates. They have higher client retention engagement scores. So those are some of the metrics that are backing up the purpose. Mm. Just to give people some practical approach, it's really connecting what you do with your values, with your vision, and with your mission. And it's okay that you don't have clarity around that. At certain pieces of the journey, you lose focus of that, but that's actually very intentional. But trying to go back to that and use that as your North Star when you are making decisions in the day-to-day operational things that you have to do in the business, and staying in alignment with your values, especially if you have a service, you are the brand, right? Your face is the brand. So the way that you talk about things, the way that you value things, that's going to attract the people that are going to want to work with you. So it's no longer just one of those nice things to have on a break room wall.
Right.
It's things that we live in every day. And the more clear you are about that, the more you can make good decisions within your company that's going to sustain the health of the growth of your company and ensure that you are, you know, a player in the long game, not just somebody that shows up today and goes tomorrow. We see a lot of that, you know, just like people that just pop in and out for the wrong reason in entrepreneurship. So those are the things that I've seen through my experience, set you apart, but make you somebody that's really convicted about the work that you're doing.
I think that's important too, to make sure that you do have a mission and a vision too, because, you know, sometimes when people are starting their businesses, they have it in their mind what their vision and mission is, but a lot of people don't write that down to create a way for your team to understand what your mission and vision is, right? Because I think that's important. I think if you can align them to what your mission and strategy and your vision is of where you want to go, you know, then people can align with that culturally and say, okay, I align with this culturally. Have you seen that shift? Because I was a director and I realized that if you're not aligned and your team is not aligned, you lose people. Like, people just are not happy anymore, don't want to be there anymore, right? Leadership has changed, right, Alona? I'm sure you've noticed that, the shift in leadership and also the shift in people wanting to work with you or not, like connecting to your company or not. People are more now, I think, maybe I'm wrong because I've been an entrepreneur for a while, but maybe I feel like people are more connecting now to does this company align with my values? Have you seen that?
Well, that's exactly where we're heading, which is why building a brand for the long term has become important, right?
It's just
to have a website, right?
And right.
That's all you do. It's about how you're adding value in the marketplace. How are you seen as a thought leader? How are you different from other people? Where's your authenticity? Again, what are your values and all of that? More importantly than losing people, to me, it's a good filter to attract the right people.
Yeah.
Once you are really strong on who you are and what you stand for and what makes you different and what is the problem you solve and what are the results mm-hmm. that you're able to provide, then everything else is kind of like a byproduct of that. You attract the right clients, you attract the right team members, that maybe if you were not clear about all of that, you would attract the wrong team players or team members around you. And I say that that's a gift. If you have a solid, you know, these solid pieces of play, it's a gift giving you, sure, because not really, you know, meeting each other where you need to meet each other. And they were not going to be somebody that is part of your journey at that moment in time anyway. So I say that these are really important to be able to attract the right clients and the right team that believe in what you do, but also obviously see the benefits for themselves, and they're connected to the work they're doing. They're not just robotically going through the motions of their day-to-day responsibilities.
That's so true. Oh my gosh, that's so true. And I know that you have the Life School, right? Which is now focusing on supporting these purpose-driven service-based entrepreneurs, right? This is what I read about your, I hope I'm reading the right thing, your Life School, right? It's focusing on supporting purpose-driven service-based entrepreneurs. So I'm just wondering, like, what unique challenges do these entrepreneurs face? How does your approach differ when you're addressing these needs, you know, the needs of these entrepreneurs?
Yeah, thank you for that. So they came through an intuitive insight session as to what the company name needed to be, and also what is the journey like being an entrepreneur. So it came to me very clearly that our experience matters, and also that entrepreneurship is just like school, right? But it's not like traditional school when you go and learn, you know, and you're like, okay, now I'm going to go practice what I learned. Every day you're like doing a test, right? Every day you're putting in your rounds, you're developing yourself, you're gaining skills, you're becoming better at what you do. So it just reminded me of school, and I didn't want to brand it a business school because the Life School came to me because I'm also a very holistic personal person, meaning that I help people align their personal lives with their businesses.
Oh, that's good.
I just don't look at just the business world, but also some of the personal things that they have going on with their relationships, their health, with their wealth, and all the other areas of life. Because to me, I work with a human less than just the business owner, and you only have that hat. Because at the end of the day, I mean, what's the point of you having a profitable business if you're miserable in some of the other areas that are Because at the end of the day, we're all looking for, you know, realization and fulfillment. And that's not going to come just area. You have other stuff in life. So that just came through my experience with that. And what makes me different is the gaps I've seen in the marketplace. I was able, because I've always been the big picture person, the visionary, that's my gift. I was able to connect the dots between, okay, so entrepreneurs are going in and figuring out what they need to do with scaling their businesses from different, you know, from different angles. And they don't always know what they don't know, but also they don't know what are the right focuses for the right stage in, of growth that they're experiencing. Because it's, you could do the right thing in the wrong time and still not be able to get results.
Yeah.
So I was able to work around my timeless pillars that I use, which is inner work, branding, marketing, sales, systems, and team. And I said, why don't we connect all these dots for entrepreneurs?
That's rather so good.
Figure it out, like do marketing here and branding here. And we all know when you get information from 20 million places.
Girl.
Yes, it all confuses you and focus and align on the right priorities. So that's what I was able to do. I said, okay, let me put it together. Let me connect all those dots so that we solve two problems. Because that's what I've seen in my experiences. First is let's create fix the inconsistent cash flow issue, which is the consistent sales. Once we have that figured out, let's continue to structure out a great company that's independent from its owner, and let's continue to scale, which
I
takes
that.
Strategy, which you need to do more, obviously systems, and also bring in people to support you. And then I help them exit. So I'm very invested in the whole process of scaling from zero to 10 million. Is that sort of the gap that I work under, start up to 10 million in revenue. Because then we're working backwards, we're working smart, right? We're building an asset. We're not just building that's really going to rely on you, suck up your time, suck up your energy. We all know what happens in entrepreneurship when you're the only one that, you know, does the things and you're making the wrong decision because of your lack of knowledge and experience. It's very important. When I got into the consulting industry, that's the one thing that attracted me. I said, well, I will gain my own life experience, but how smart would it be if I learn from other people's experience and they could give me condensed time and make it to the result that I want right away? So I'm worth investing in myself and my knowledge and all of that. Business works the same. Everything we do is an investment in the growth and the health of the business. So that's what I was able to put together throughout my experience and kind of make me the person that you would go to for all those different pillars of how the company scales naturally.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful and needed. So, Alona, I know you got to run because you are a busy woman. Okay, I get it. So just tell us how people can connect with you, because a lot of people who listen to the show are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. Like, they're really trying to figure this thing out, right? But if you already have the concept from concept to 10 million, right, then you sound to me like you and your team are like that one-stop shop for this, right? And so I want people to know how to connect with you, because one of the best things that I've ever had in this show is that I gave this platform as a gift to people like you who are experts in their field to connect with other people. And the beauty of that is that I've had many people connect from my audience to people who have been on my show. And I love that. So I say that to say, I need people to know how to connect with you so that they can work with you. So give us that information. How do people reach you, work with you, all that great stuff?
I appreciate that, Nina. We have such a beautiful connection because I do the same on my podcast. To me, it's entrepreneurship and business all about relationships and life at the end of the day, not just business.
Exactly.
So other through the platforms we have created is really an amazing value that we're able to be able to provide and connect each other today in the virtual world, but also in
the
life. At my website, what I have done is I put together a 90-minute masterclass where I walk people through some of these phases and stages. So they have those dots connected, and then they're like, okay, I'm in this phase of business, and this is my priorities, and, you know, depending on what they're trying to focus on and solve. And then they know, like, okay, this is what's coming up. Because one thing with me, if I knew, like, what were the right things to focus on, that saved me a lot of time. I'm a very potential woman. I like to work smart and not hard. I could be spending this time with my family and other things. I want to work on only things that are intentional, but also giving me an ROI. Not that obviously everything's going to give you a fast ROI, but there's always two activities in business. You're either building a brand for the long term, or you're, you know, focusing on cash flow and sales. So, you know, sometimes you separate those, but as long as you're purposeful about why you're doing what, then yeah. you know what you're doing, right? And then you can continue to do so.
I love it.
AlonaLapariCoaching.com. They'll find the free masterclass. They can watch it. And then if they need further support, we can always connect beyond this podcast.
Okay. And what's the name of your podcast so people can connect there too?
The Life School Masterclass Show.
Okay. Perfect.
It's like its own masterclass. And I'd love to have you on it.
Oh, I'd love to be on it. Thank you, Alona, for being here. Really, I appreciate your time and your wisdom and what you're doing. I love what you're doing. I do something not like that. You have like it all set out. I have like three pillars, right? I do inner work, transcending work, and co-creation. I help them with marketing and scaling and, you know, all that. My team does all that part. But what I love about what you're doing is you're taking all of these pieces that I have to even go on your site to see where I'm missing pieces myself, right? So that we can then be smarter. Like you said, work smarter, not harder. Because one of the things that's happening is entrepreneurs are fizzling out and they're going back to work on their 9-to-5s because they're feeling exhausted and don't know what pieces they're missing. So thank you for that. Really, thank you for the service you're doing in the world. I appreciate you. I do. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for creating such a beautiful space to be able to just share what we know. And you never know what that can yeah. get somebody else that's listening.
Exactly. Guys, so guys, thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me and Alona. She had to run, but I am so excited about all that she's doing. So make sure that you connect with her. I'm going to link all of her information below so that you guys have access to her and access to what she can help you with. Because if she can actually help you to connect the dots or see what dots are missing, listen, that is worth everything in gold. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.